I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The National Weather Service has confirmed not one but two tornadoes in western New York touched down yesterday. Please tell us a little bit about those tornadoes.
Sure. The first was in Grand Island. We had a storm come out of Canada, had some rotation with it. We ended up getting a weak EF0 tornadoes on the ground for about a mile or so. Top winds, 85 miles per hour. We had some minor damage with that.
How quickly did this form? Because I don't recall a tornado warning being issued for Grand Island.
No, it was on radar. The signature wasn't that great as far as seeing for tornadic activity. It was the entire storm itself was rotating, but we weren't seeing any rotation right at the ground, you know, per the radar. So we did have a severe thunderstorm warning on the storm, and inside the warning we had a tornado possible tag just because of the rotation we saw on the radar aloft.
That tornado in Grand Island, any word on damage that you have received?
Mainly just some tree limb damage. That was about it. Most of it was actually a water spout on the Niagara River, and then it just came on land for maybe a quarter mile. So it was very little in the way of damage.
Pretty lucky considering it happened during the rush hour along that Grand Island Bridge.
Yeah, it was. It was lucky that nobody was hurt. But again, like I said, most of it was that the main track was along the river, and then it came on land for about a quarter mile or so.
And there was one more in Pembroke. Where exactly in Pembroke did that hit?
I'm sorry, that one was Route 77 near the hamlet of Indian Falls. It looks like it produced damage at about three residences along the road there.
And how quickly did this tornado form compared to one on Grand Island?
This one was very fast. It was actually the main system that went through that caused the earlier tornado in Grand Island. This was just one last small area of low pressure that went through. Weren't really expecting that with this one, but we're watching the radar as always. And yeah, it spun up really quick. It was only on the ground for about 2 minutes. Very minor damage. Most of the damage was actually to some rotten trees for the most part. So again, it was on the ground for I think about 0.2 of a mile. And the max width was 50 yards, so it was very small.
And Jim, what were the speeds on these tornadoes?
The one in Grand Island, the max speed was 85 miles per hour, which is still an EF0. And then the one in Genesee County was 75 miles per hour, which obviously is still an EF0.
How unusual is it to see this frequency of tornadoes like the frequency we have seen this season?
Yeah, it's pretty unusual for our area, but every year is different. As you see around here, winters are different every year, and the summers can be the same way. So we have had years with tornado amounts in the 20s, so not very often, but it does happen.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.